Track 4. Pete's Dragons to be show beneficiary. Devon's premier agricultural show, set to get underway next month, has announced its charity of the year for 2025. The Devon County Agricultural Association, organisers of the Devon County Show, have named mental health charity Pete's Dragons as its charity of the year. Each year, the Devon County Show chooses a charity to benefit from its fundraising efforts. 2024 saw Bowel Cancer West as the chosen charity. Pete's Dragons was founded a decade ago by Alison Jordan following the suicide of her younger brother Pete. It is dedicated to providing timely, appropriate and professional support to those affected by suicide. The charity has grown significantly since its humble beginnings and now boasts a team of fully trained suicide bereavement specialists across Devon. Mental health challenges are particularly prevalent among farmers, a community well known for facing unique pressures. According to the Office of National Statistics, more lives are lost to suicide than to the fatal farm accidents each year. In 2021, 36 suicides were recorded amongst those working in farming and agriculture in England and Wales, compared to 22 fatalities from farm accidents. Lisa Moore, Devon County Show Manager, expressed her support for the farming community. Mounting financial pressures, isolation, and societal expectations make the vulnerable sector even more vulnerable. The Devon County Show is the first major agricultural event of the year, and we are dedicated to fostering a welcome social environment after a long, hard winter. Pete's Dragons is a perfect match from our community, and we're thrilled to have them on board, Lisa added.
Orange Elephant Landfill Plan Refused. A controversial planning application for a landfill just off the A38 at Kenford was unanimously refused by Devon County Council last Wednesday, April 16th. Councillors heard speakers both in favour and against the landfill before reaching their decision. Councillors were concerned that the proposed landfill would interfere with planned development of the area, which has been earmarked for future housing by Tonbridge District Council. Additional concerns about road safety on nearby lanes from the increased traffic, the safety of people using public rights of way that cross the site, the fate of ancient hedgerows and the impact on the landscape, particularly around the nearby Pemore Park and Gardens heritage site, were also noted. Last week, Devon County Council's planning manager recommended that the application for a 700,000 cubic metre in inert waste and recycling facility on fields at Lower Brenton Farm, home of the Orange Elephant, should be refused due to its unacceptable landscape and visual impact. Applicants, BT Jenkins, have been eyeing up the Kenford site for some years. The firm's original planning application for a landfill of 1.2 million cubic metres of inert waste and a recycling facility was withdrawn in 2022. BT Jenkins then submitted a revised application in 2023 for a smaller landfill with a 10-year tenure. A final decision on the fate of the proposed landfill was due to be made in February. However, it was delayed shortly before the Development Management Committee was due to discuss the matter after BT Jenkins requested additional time to submit more information. The Cliss St Mary-based earth-moving plant hire and landfill firm currently operates the Trude Lane recycling and inert landfill site, which is about a kilometre away. But this site is nearing the end of its life, having exhausted its permitted capacity. The site at Lower Brenton Farm was intended as a replacement. BT Jenkins said it had listened to feedback after its original planning submission and had changed its plans in its subsequent planning application in response to the concerns that had been raised. In years to come, the changes to the restored landscape will be barely noticeable, said Russell Loughton from BT Jenkins. A changing landscape is nothing new. Agriculture has shaped Devon's countryside for millennia, he added. Opponents to the landfill welcomed the decision, saying common sense had finally prevailed. We have been able to protect our unspoiled countryside, public rights of way, and the very essence of our village quality of life, said Mike Elliott from campaign group Residents Against the Landfill. We're delighted that the council has recognised that the harm caused by the proposed development would far outweigh any potential benefit of the additional landfill capacity, he added.
Shaldon Beach to close to fix storm damage. Shaldon Beach is to close early next month to enable Parish Council to reprofile the sand line following winter storms. As with previous years, the aim of the 1.5 days is to build up the beach in front of Marine Parade by the steps, which has disappeared over the winter period due to the storms, a spokesperson from Shaldon Parish Council said. This will involve using heavy machinery to move sand and rocks. A partial beach closure between the ferry shelter and Marine Parade steps will take place between 2 and 6pm on Thursday, May 15th, with a full beach closure between 8am and 5pm on Friday, May 16th. Some boat owners will be required to move their vessels to allow the works to take place. The Shaldon to Tynmouth ferry will continue to operate, but passengers will be required to remain in the ferry shelter and await an escort while the beach is closed. Neskove Beach in Shaldon will be unaffected by the closures. Shaldon Parish Council thanked beach users for their patience while the essential work takes place and said it would welcome any volunteers wishing to help with the work, promising bacon, baps and drinks. The Parish Council is also hoping to hold a beach clean using an industrial magnet to pick up any loose nails that may have migrated into the sand from the annual bonfire. However, this will take place on a separate occasion due to space constraints along the Strand line.
Assaults on teachers in Devon revealed. A Freedom of Information request has revealed the number of assaults on teachers by pupils last year. There were 39 assaults on teachers by pupils attending a pupil referral unit in Devon in the academic year 23-24. And already in the 24-25 academic year, there have been 36 assaults. A pupil referral unit is an alternative education provision which is specifically organised to provide education for children who are not able to attend school for a number of reasons. There are several PRU schools across Devon, including Torlands Academy, the Shoreline Academy, and Devon Hospital's Short Stay School.